Welcome to the Meatball Pod, Meatballs. Happy Thursday.
Hey, guys. So happy to be back. And I just have to say, I am loving Christmas right now. I am loving doing all the Christmas stuff. It's my best thing.
Oh, same. You know, this is my favorite time of year. So ho, 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 bitches. Today, yeah. I'm actually going to start, like, going through all of my stuff because everything is like hidden in the attic and I just keep buying things, but I don't know if like one kid has more than the other. I feel like I need to like always be like the same. So I need to get that done today, but I had a freaking week.
Oh my gosh. I know. How's Rocky?
So Rocky, if you guys are watching my story, oh my God, I had a freaking meltdown yesterday because Rocky had his planned surgery and I moved it like twice because I knew I couldn't handle it. But I was like, you know, fuck it. He needs to get it done. The older he gets, the worse it's going to be. So I just need to like put my big girl panties on it and get it done. So I got it done. Rocky got a neuter. He got 6 teeth pulled on the top and then he had a hematoma that they had to chop off. So he got like 3 things done and he's like in his little cage right now. And he has like I got him a surgical suit because I knew he wasn't going to wear that cone. So I got the surgical suit. So he's not like, you know, licking his wounds and everything. And he's like all drugged up and it's a freaking nightmare. I can't deal.
I know. They're like really are like your kids.
Our children. So I've been just like trying to nurse him back to health. I was crying like a newborn baby like coming out of a mother. I was so traumatic. I don't think I remember myself ever crying like that, but I cried like a child.
But he's good now, so that's good.
No, yeah, he's good now.
Got everything done he had to get done, so that's...
Yeah, it was just very traumatizing.
Yeah, I know.
So now today, I'm just going to let him rest. The kids are at school. And yeah, I got to start my Christmas wrapping. Have you started yet?
So right now, I'm knee deep in cleaning out the playroom. If you saw my playroom right now, I literally just...
Oh my God, you still didn't do that?
No, I'm doing it today. So I sent Cameron to my mom's. CJ's at school. And I'm just like... trying to get rid of everything that's broken, everything, donate what's like in good shape, but it's a mess. Like it looks like it's a disaster. I don't even know if I'm going to get it done by time.
Oh yeah. Like a bomb went off.
I'm like, I can't. So that is what I'm working on today. And then Sunday I'm going to send both kids to my mother-in-law's. And then me and Chris are just going to wrap everything because there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Because I can't do it with them here. CJ is so, like, nosy. He, like, I can't put anything anywhere. He's so nosy. He finds everything. Like,
he's a little spy.
Yes. Like, I'll, like, hide something for the elf on the shelf. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to use that, like, in 2 days. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, in my closets. And he's like, ooh, what's this? I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, sir, please leave. Wait, so where do you hide all your stuff? In the closets?
So I was...
Do you have an attic?
No, I've been putting it in the basement because I had it in one of the closets that he never goes in. And
oh, he's looking.
He's looking. So because now that the elves are here, he's like, ooh, maybe they also brought me something else over here. I'm like, no, everything that they bring you is out when they come.
I can't.
Stop. So he's going in my closet and he like found ornament making, which the elves were supposed to bring. And he's like, oh my gosh, you brought me this. I'm like, oh my God, CJ. I'm like, I bought you that. That was a surprise for mommy. But really it was supposed to be from the freaking elves, but he found
the worst. And I have to say, you're doing amazing with the elves. Like every day they wake up, you have like a little board you write on. They get projects every single day. Like you're really killing it with the elf game. I'm just like, I literally throw them in the next room and I'm like, oh, they moved.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, my kids are still young, so I just want to make it magical for them. I know, and I feel like...
Oh, it's amazing.
That's what my mom made Christmas so magical for me, and I feel like that's why I love it so much. So I'm like, I just want to keep it magical. But trust me, some nights I'm like, oh my God, like how I can't top the other night. So I'm just trying. Like today we're going to go see Frosty the Snowman. And
so cute.
Yeah. So me and Claire are going to bring the boys to see Frosty and like.
Oh, Claire.
Yeah. And we're going, stop being jealous.
Okay.
And we're going to bring the boys to see Frosty, and they're going to, like, have dinner with him and stuff. So I did, like, a whole Frosty thing. But then this CJ calls me out on this Elf on the Shelf every day. Like, yesterday, they made them pictures, and then they had, like, painting things. And he's like, I couldn't find an orange marker. So I was like, that's all right. I'll make the nose pink. So he's like, Mom, snowmen don't have pink noses. I'm like, oh, that's pink? I'm like, well, maybe they're pink at the North Pole. He's like, no, that's weird. I'm like, okay. And then today I did toilet paper and I did into a snowman because they're going to see Frosty. And I'm like, see, they made Frosty. He's like, that's not Frosty. I'm like, what do you mean that's not Frosty? He's like, Frosty has a button nose. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I am so afraid, like, because he's so smart that he's going to, like, not believe sooner than I expected.
Oh, no, you just got to be better with your hiding game.
Yeah. Yeah. But even just like, well, like, oh, and then he goes, he's like, Rudolph's real. I was like, yes, Rudolph's real. And then I guess he saw a picture and he goes, okay, I wasn't sure if he was real, but now I believe he's real. I'm like, okay, good. I'm like, he's real. And then he's like, is the Tooth Fairy real? I'm like, yes. Like, he's not even five yet.
Oh, my God,
stop. I'm like, yes, the Tooth Fairy's real.
Well, maybe he's going to be a scientist. It's like, you know, he needs proof. He needs scientific proof everything is real.
He needs proof for everything. I'm like,
oh, shit, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Like, I did ice fishing, and I did.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I saw that. That's cute.
And he's like, what's this made out of? And I'm like, I guess flour? Like, oh, it's clearly not real snow. I'm like, the elves are just being silly.
It's like, I don't know, honey. It's magic.
Well, that's what I do say. I'm like, it's magic, you know? They like to be silly. And he's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, my goodness, you're killing me. And then, by the way, when I did the ice fishing, you had to see Chris. I wish I videoed Chris because he came in. He goes, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I'm making it ice fishing. He goes, so we can't use the sink all day? I'm like,
I can't.
I'm like, I kept part of the sink open. He's like, why couldn't you keep the smaller part open? He's like, you are fucking crazy. I'm like, I know.
So I did a cute one the other day.
You did. I saw
and
it.
I found it on Facebook. And I usually, like I said, like, I don't do crazy things anymore because, you know, my kids are older and they just want the things to move. Like, whatever. Like, they don't need this whole dramatic thing like you do. But I used to do for the kids when they were little. But now I'm just like, oh, it's been like so many years of this shit. So I ended up doing something cute, which was literally took me seconds. I put water in like a bowl and then I put two eyeballs and a carrot. And then I wrote on the thing, I was like, you know, we tried to bring you a snowman, but it melted.
Yeah.
And Giovanna got a kick out of it. Giovanna got a kick out of it. She's like, oh my God, that's hysterical. And then Lorenzo, he didn't give a shit. He was like, okay, cool. And then, you know, Angela was just like, oh, that's funny. But I mean, I don't have the urge to do it. I mean, I would love to pay you to do it every single night.
Yeah. Well, I was going to do that one because I did see it too.
It's so easy. I think the kids would love it.
I'm afraid that CJ, because he'll be like, so the snowman died or like something. Like
no, you could be like, say Olaf. Remember Olaf? He melted and then he came back to life when he gets magic on him again.
Yeah. Yeah.
CJ, it's a super easy one if you're just tired and done.
Yeah, CJ gives me a run for my money. But I've been seeing some cool ones. But so there's some you think I'm crazy? So I follow on Facebook. There's like some elf idea things. And some of these people are way crazier than me. That I'm like, oh my God, when do they have the time? One lady, she wrapped her entire kitchen. Like in wrapping paper, like every part of the kitchen.
Oh, girl, table, you got too much time on your hands.
Yeah. Table, chairs, cabinet.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Refrigerator. I'm talking the entire freaking kitchen.
No.
Oh my God. I see, like, mine are like simple but cute. Like, that's that's really committed. And then another lady, she did her entire bathroom, the sink, the bathtub, the toilet bowl was filled with like spaghetti and
I saw that one and it looked like a freaking mess.
Yeah.
And you have to clean that up after.
Yeah. I was like, no, that I wouldn't do. I sent it to Chris and I said, you think I'm crazy with the ice fishing? Look at this. And then I saw one person, they filled their entire toilet bowl up with cereal. And they're like, we couldn't find a bowl, so we used the toilet bowl. And I thought to myself, my kids, or not CJ, but Cameron, would fucking eat out of the toilet bowl. That's what he would do.
Wait, so I saw one just like that, but you could do that, but put it in their shoes, like a croc or like a slipper.
Oh, yeah.
So that one's cute. And then people keep tagging me in the one with the alien.
Oh, yes.
I sent it. Yeah. So there is an alien ship with an alien on top, and they're abducting an elf. So it's like invisible string, and the elf is like coming up into the ship. I was like, that's cool.
That's definitely for older kids. CJ would be scared of that.
Yeah. He'd be like, what the fuck, Mom?
Yeah. CJ isn't like, he's in the phase where he's scared of everything. He's scared of the dark. He's scared of monsters. And I'm like,
oh yeah, poor baby.
So I have to be careful with the things that I do.
So you shouldn't do the one where Santa ate the elf and there was just like bones.
No, absolutely
that
not.
That scared me. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, some of them are crazy.
Oh my God.
Yes, I have to keep it. I have to keep it like really upbeat.
PJ.
Over here. Like, he hates the Grinch. He used to love the Grinch. And now Cameron loves the Grinch and CJ hates the Grinch. So every day there's a fight over putting the Grinch on TV and not putting the Grinch on TV. But now we came to a happy medium because CJ will be okay with the cartoon Grinch, but he doesn't like the one with Jim Carrey. So Cameron will watch that one when CJ's in school and then the cartoon one when CJ's home.
Well, is it true that Jim Carrey is doing a Grinch too?
I saw that. I would love.
I'm going to scream. He was made to play the Grinch.
Do you know he had to get like, they had to bring in like a torture specialist for him because it would take him so many hours to get into costume?
Oh, yeah. It took him like hours. Can you imagine?
No.
And then on top of that shooting and everything, I think Jim Carrey is amazing. If they did a Grinch too, I would be so happy.
I actually, didn't he say like he wasn't going to act unless like a really good script came across his desk or something?
I'm sure he said that.
But I feel like the Grinch would be that. I would definitely, oh my God, Grinch too. Grinch is one of my faves. So when CJ was scared of it, I'm like, no.
Oh yeah, he'll get over it. He's just in that stage.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's in like, he's very on the edge right now. I get up and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm just going to get water. I'm not leaving. Don't worry. Yeah. So in a way, I'm like glad we're not filming right now because he's like on one. I think it would be very difficult for me to like leave every day.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad we have some time off. Like, even though like I miss you guys and, you know, I miss filming and like having wine and like having girls time. I'm just happy to, like, be home and, like, get shit done. Like, I'm rearranging my house, like, throwing away furniture that's old, getting new furniture, you know, just chucking things that I really don't need. And I just like getting things done. I like being at home, getting things done, making everything neat and ready. Because, you know, once we start filming again, it's just, it's freaking chaos. It's chaos. And then when you get home, like, you're tired, you don't want to clean the house and do everything. And I mean, it's not like we have maids. I feel like people think like we have.
I know.
People think we have like live-in maids and like chefs and shit. Like, bitch, we're not Kim Kardashian.
No,
like,
you know,
I'll have like a babysitter come here and there, but like having a nanny or all that shit.
No,
we do it all of ourselves. We grocery shop. We clean the house. Do the
laundry. I do everything. Yeah,
we do everything. So I feel like people forget that we're like normal people because we definitely like don't have a freaking a house crew.
No, I have no nanny. I have nothing. It's It's me. I'm the nanny. I'm the cook. I'm the driver.
And also, thank God to our family, because I know me and you are very close to our family, and our family helps out with the kids when we need is a godsend. Like, they have their grandparents, they have aunts and uncles, they have cousins. So,
yeah, family, it really, that I do have is like, my mom watches the boys, my mother-in-law, you know, my sister-in-law. And then I have like
love it.
One or two babysitters that I trust. And that's it.
Same.
But during the holidays, it's crazy. And then when filming happened, I'm happy that we have off. And I love the producers so much, but they keep emailing. And I'm like, I just want a minute.
Oh, I literally said, wait until the holidays is over. Like, this is my time to be cheery and merry and not think about freaking reality drama.
And you know they're listening right now, so I love you guys. I
love just you bitches, need a, but leave us alone.
I just need a minute.
No way. Speaking of holidays, I wanted to talk about holiday drinking games.
Ooh, yay. I've actually seen so much fun ones.
So much fun. And I went to Michael's Christmas party last weekend. It was so much fun. And it got me in the mood to like look up like Christmas games and Christmas drinking games because, you know, your cousins come over. You know, now we're older. I'm literally 36. So I still want to like try and have like fun drinking games, you know, when the kids go to sleep or they're playing with their cousins in the playroom. So I found a couple that I thought were so cute. So one is you're watching a Christmas movie with your family. And, you know, you have your eggnog, your wine, whatever you're drinking, and you put a Santa hat on the TV. Like, if your TV is, like, not high, put a Santa hat on the corner of the TV. So every time someone is wearing that hat in the movie, you know, like, if you turn and, like, you know, someone in the movie is, like, turned and they're talking to someone and they're actually wearing the hat, you take a drink. And then there's one with a Hallmark Christmas movie drinking game. You take a drink when the character's name is related to Christmas. So like a Holly, a Nick, a Chris. When someone drinks hot chocolate or eggnog, a big city person that goes into a small town, you drink, which is like every freaking Christmas movie.
I love Hallmark movies.
Yes. When you see an ugly sweater in the Christmas movie. If somebody gets snowed in, if it's snowing, and then you can take a shot when the main character falls in love, or when you spot Candace Cameron Bure, who's Lacey? Lacey Shabert? Lacey? I mean, I know who Candace is.
Lacey.
Lacey Shabert? Danica McKellar, and then Lori Loughlin, which we know who that is. Who else is always in Christmas movies?
You know who is always in Christmas movies? The girl from Mean Girls. What's her name?
Yeah, I think she's one of these girls.
Oh, is she?
Is it
her name? I'm not sure her name.
I have to like Google right now.
But also,
yeah, she's Lacey. She's Lacey.
She's the Lacey.
We're idiots. I didn't know her name is freaking Lacey.
Me neither.
How funny. We're idiots. Okay.
But also, I think his name's John Bennett. I met him before. But he, the guy from Mean Girls. Jonathan Bennett. He, I actually met him at Hearts of Reality a couple years ago. Him and his husband. So nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in like a ton of movies. And then also Chad Michael Murray is in a lot of them.
Oh my God, yes.
And I just watched the Lawrence Brothers. So the Lawrence Brothers, I started listening to their podcast because it's like nostalgic. I loved the Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing like a lot of like TikToks together. I love to see it.
Yeah. So I listened to their podcast and then I came across one of their podcasts where they were saying how Joey he's like a germaphobe. And
I heard that before.
Yeah, right after the pandemic, they had to shoot a Hallmark movie, which was a Christmas movie. So I was listening. I'm like, oh, I want to watch it. And it wound up being like he like didn't want to kiss the girl. And it was the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing was like him and Matt fell in love with the same girl. And So he had to like kiss one of the girl. Like he had to kiss the girl and he didn't want to.
Oh, he probably like ran to his trailer and showered.
But he wound up marrying her anyway. Later on. So I was like, oh my God, I need to watch this movie. So it's called Mistletoe Mix-Up or something. So I watched it. I highly recommend. Highly recommend.
Where'd you watch it? Netflix?
Prime. I looked it up.
Oh, Prime. Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. I was like, Chris was like, why are you, what do you think they're hot or something? Why are you so into this movie?
I'm like, oh my God, stop. Like, yeah, they're so hot.
He's like, which one, if you were her, which one would you pick? I'm like, probably Matt because I like his personality in the movie. And he's like, oh, you think he's hot? I'm like, Chris.
Stop, he's jealous.
I'm like, stop being crazy.
Stop being a baby. I feel like Christina Milian does movies like that too.
He's in a good one. It's called, I think it's like Snow Globe or something.
And then there's one on Netflix. There was a new one on Netflix, I feel.
Yeah, Netflix is coming out with some Christmas movies. They're not Hallmark. They're like Netflix movies. But they remind me of Hallmark movies. But if you go on Netflix, you'll find a whole bunch of them. That's like my all I watch now. December, I just do Christmas music and I just do Christmas movies. That's it.
I'm obsessed with Christmas movies too and like listening to Christmas music like when I'm cooking. Like all of December, even November, is just Christmas everything. And yesterday I was freaking out because, you know, I had to drop Rocky off at 8:30 and then I was just like freaking out all day like at the house waiting and like cleaning, making sure everything was good for him. Guess what movie I put on to calm me down and make me happy?
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus with Tim Allen. That is my number one Christmas movie. And Home Alone. But, oh, just, like, the beginning just, like, hypes me up. And him, like, turning into Santa Claus. Like, the whole thing is so nostalgic for me. And it just – it brings me back to, like, being a kid and, like, getting excited for Christmas. And, ugh, that I literally try to watch that movie every single day because it just makes my world.
I love all of them. The 1, 2, and 3.
You don't have one – I was going to say you don't have one favorite, like, Christmas movie?
No, my favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life. I love that movie. And
what is that?
It's kind of an older movie. But it's more like it's not like the Santa Claus where it's like fun, you know? It's more of like a sentimental type Christmas movie, I guess. This man, he's always in like this he's stuck in this town. And he had to take over his dad's business. And, like, he always wanted to travel.
Of course.
But it's super old. And then it's originally black and white. That's how old it is. But you should watch it. It's really sweet. And that's where, like, the saying, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Oh, yeah. I heard that before.
Yeah. So it's about that movie. It's like an angel shows him, like, because he's, like, he wishes he was never born. And he's, like, in a depression. And then the angel shows him what life would be like if he wasn't born. And it shows he just made so many people's lives so much better. It's a really beautiful movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say It's a Wonderful Life. And then also, if I'm going, like, probably Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas Story is good.
Yeah. I'm a big Christmas Story fan.
Yeah,
but
that's a good one.
If you watch that, I'm, like, weird. I only watch it on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I watch it. So I saved that one.
Well, that's always on repeat on TV anyway.
Yeah. So I saved that
one all day.
Christmas Day.
All right. So back to drinking games. There's a Christmas alphabet drinking game. So this one, you know, if you're not with your friends or you don't see your family, they live far away, you can do this virtually. So this would be like me and Dina and COVID Zooming each other and drinking together like we did with coming out with the meatball show. Remember, we did that. We were just messes drinking together.
Yeah.
So this is good for that if you're not physically with, you know, the people that you love. So you're in a Zoom, whatever. Obviously, you can do it together if people are at your house. But each person says a Christmas-related name to the alphabet. So you go through the alphabet and you have to say it. So A, B, C, you would say – what would you say for A? for like a Christmas related name, item, song, whatever.
A?
What would you say for A? Shit. And then if you hesitate or you draw a blank like we're doing, we have to take a drink.
Angel.
Okay, angel. And then B?
Bells.
I see, you'd be good. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get wasted in 2 seconds.
Wait,
I
need do C.
C.
Christmas.
Yeah. I was going to say cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, you get cheese on a platter.
Yeah, that's true.
A, B, C, D. Dasher. There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
See? So that's a good one, and it's funny.
Ooh, E.
Electricity. E. Well, yeah, for the lights.
Yeah.
F.
F.
We be drunk ready. F.
Fireball.
Yeah, that'd be you. E, F, G.
Oh my gosh.
Are we awful? G, Garland.
Oh yeah, Garland. That's good.
Boom. Yeah, so that's a fun game.
That is fun. I like it.
That's a fun one. And then, oh, if you're watching Elf, because we all, oh my God, I haven't watched Elf yet. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, you
watched it. So if you haven't watched Elf, yeah, this is the Elf game. So you'll have a ball playing this drinking game as an elf. So it says Elf drinking game, a son of a nutcracker. So you drink when Buddy screams Santa or Elf every time. You see the Arctic Puffin. You drink when Buddy embarrasses his dad, which is literally the whole time. You drink when anybody sings. You drink when Buddy is memorized by something ordinary. Oh, so what would that be, like the mailroom?
Oh, yeah. When he's like dancing?
Yeah. You drink when Papa Elf is narrating the story. And then you have to finish your drink, basically chug it. When Buddy gets hurt. When you see maple syrup, when there's a montage, and when Buddy's finishing a liter of soda.
Oh, my God. You'd be wasted.
You'd be wasted. So that's cute because I love Elf.
Yeah, you'll be freaking a mess after it.
I can't. The only time that really happened to me was like 3 years ago. And I just drank so much because I was so excited. And I woke up. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was up before the kids. So you're getting up at like 5:36 because, you know, these kids are getting up super early. And I just had the worst freaking hangover. I had to start mimosas like right away.
Yeah. Christmas Eve, I try not to drink too much because of that because I don't want to feel like shit. But then I have Christmas Day here. So that's when I like let loose.
Oh, yeah. So what do you do? What do you do Christmas Eve?
So every year we switch on and off from my family and Chris's. This year we'll be at Chris's family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then who comes over for Christmas Day?
My mom and my uncle, my sister, and then Chris's brothers, Liv, Chris's dad, Chris's mom.
Oh, you got a packed house.
Yeah, it's probably like 13 to 14 people. It's actually not that bad.
So do you do like a Secret Santa, like a grab bag, or no. Do you like buy for everyone? Because it gets crazy when your family is huge.
We buy for everyone. We probably should do a Secret Santa.
Yeah, so it's Gianni's family. So Gianni has three siblings, and then each sibling has two kids. And then you have the parents, and then you have like the cousins that come over. It just got too crazy. So we started doing Elfster. Elfster is like It's a website where they draw exchanges. So we have an adult exchange, we have a kids exchange, and you know, you just say yes, I'll be in this exchange, and then it draws who you have, and then on your profile you put all the presents that you want. So then if you buy that present for the person that you drew, you just set market, you know, I purchased, because then your other family can see like what you want. So it's like an easy like Christmas list that your husband can see, your parents could see. But it's also like perfect for your exchanges. So we ended up doing that because like buying for freaking 10 kids and then everybody in the family, it just got too crazy.
I know. Yeah, we just... Like, I buy for all of the cousins on Chris's side. And then, really, on my side, there's no, like, kids. They're older, so we don't exchange. But they'll get, like, my kids' stuff because they're, like, in their 20s.
Well, imagine when Chris's brother has to have kids. It's going to get a little crazy.
Then it's going to get really crazy. Uh-huh. But right now we just buy for like everyone.
Yeah, so Ulta works if you have like a large family and, you know, you feel bad not being able to afford or like, you know, get presents for everyone. So that's a great option. I feel like a lot of people are starting to do it now.
Yeah, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, so then everybody gets a present, you know?
Look at you.
Look at us.
Look at us. I love a nice meatball Christmas. Okay, so let's head to some meatball questions.
Oh, I hope you have a funny one.
I know. They've been pretty funny.
So funny. I love the dog one.
I still picture Callie with glasses.
Yeah, you can't. All right, well, we'll do the first one. This is Michelle from Seattle. She wants to know, what's your dream car? So, girl, back in the day, high school, I was dying and I wanted a silver Celica so bad. Like, I thought Celicas were like so cute. And that was like around the time Fast and Furious was like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like, I want my Celica. I want a spoiler on top. Like, I want all the things. I want rims. I want my car to be like loud with exhaust. So, I wanted a Celica. But then, you know, couldn't afford it. So my parents got me my Honda Accord that you guys saw in the first episode of the first season where it broke down and I was stuck in the road.
That's your dream car or the Celica?
That was my dream car.
That's silly.
Yeah, no, that was my dream car back in the day. Like my dream car, my number one. And then now, like I love my minivan so much, but you know, once the kids get older and I don't really need it anymore, I always wanted to have a Mercedes Jeep. Ooh. I think they're so freaking sexy.
Mm, very nice. Yeah, when I was younger, I feel like I always wanted like, I really loved my yellow Pontiac. I did.
You had a yellow car?
I did.
You were like Vinny with this yellow Cobalt.
I named it Bumble D.
I hate you.
Be like, where's Bumble?
Yeah, oh my
I loved
God.
My yellow Pontiac. I loved it. But my dream car was always a Range Rover. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to get it. So, I drive my dream car, I feel. My Defender.
Oh, yeah. Your car is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. I always wanted one. So, I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
Look at us.
Okay. What's the craziest conspiracy theory that you believe in?
Oh, girl.
No, I'm down that rabbit hole every day.
Literally. I have to say, I believe in mostly all of them. I have a very open mind, and Dee's very open, but Dee's also very paranoid, so she's just prepared. Okay. I feel like you're prepared for anything, and you try and get information on everything, and Dina's a very prepared meatball, and I try to be a very prepared meatball, but I'm very open, and I believe in, like, everything, so I believe in everything.
I mean, look at me. When that alarm went off, I put my fucking phone in aluminum foil. Can't be
And she unplugged all of her TVs and took her Wi-Fi off.
Yes, I unplugged from the world for like 4 hours. It wasn't bad. But I have just like, it's not even that like I believe that the government was out to get us, but you hear it and then you wonder and I'm like, it can't hurt. To unplug, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The worst that happens is I'm unplugged from the world for 4 hours. And if it doesn't happen, then great, you know?
Well, I don't not think that the government is out to get us.
Exactly. But I don't want to say too much.
I mean, I just feel like our world is fucked up. It's crazy. Our world is wild. There's so many things that we have no idea about. And I feel like if we knew exactly the truth behind everything, we would all just freaking freak out and be like, what the hell? So I like to just pretend everything is merry, but like, I also want to be informed and like know about it. And I think that's why we're freaking out so much about this freaking movie on Netflix. We haven't stopped talking about it in group chat, you guys.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I have to.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. So we'll talk about it next week.
I don't know if I should because now they're talking about, oh, there's a hole in the sun and, you know, we might, it's like their solar is going to come directly at the earth and we're going
to
be.
Oh, yeah. Well, it has nothing to do with that.
No, it's more I know. Just with, but like, hacking. Then I wonder, is there really a hole in the sun, or is the government going to just shut all of our shit down?
Well, they're also saying that they just discovered a huge hole in the moon, and everyone is saying that an asteroid hit it and saved us.
That could be it too. Like, I was like always on the fence about things, but then one thing happened that there was no, I mean, I don't know. I also got wrapped in this like rabbit hole of craziness. But I felt like there was like no way around it. And like, you never heard about it, but the wildfires in Hawaii, I'm sorry, but that was,
oh my God,
that was not a wildfire. And
it was lasers.
There's definitely so much behind all of that. And then like all of a sudden it went away. You know what I'm saying? So like after that happened, I was like, you know what? This is fucking weird and it's fucking crazy. So you always just have to be ready. So after that, I just stocked the fuck up. Just like, nope.
Yeah, and then everyone was painting their houses blue. Or the roof's blue, it's so they really want to catch on fire. It's weird
that nothing that was blue burnt. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, like the umbrellas.
If you think I'm crazy, that's fine. But you should really look onto TikTok about all of like the information with the Hawaii fires, because there's a lot. There's a lot of reasons why it happened or why they could have done it. I don't know. I'm not trying to get killed over here. Let's move on.
Oh, I can't. Wait, so you have to do your homework and watch that movie so we can talk about it, because everyone is talking about it.
I know. But
the ending pissed me the hell off.
Yeah, I keep reading that.
All right, next question.
Who would you cast to star in the movie of your life? Who would play you?
I don't know. I always say Mila Kunis, because when they did the parody of us on SNL, she nailed me down to a T. And just like the way she talked, the way she looked, I was just like, damn, like she did a good job on me.
Yeah. I always say like Sandra Bullock for me, because I feel like she's quirky and fun.
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
But also maybe like Amy Schumer, because she's fun. I don't know.
Amy Schumer looks nothing like you.
That's true.
Oh, they have to kind of resemble you a little bit.
Oh. Okay. So not Amy Schumer.
No. Yeah, you do look like Sandra Bullock, yeah, I feel.
I'll go with Sandra Bullock.
Like, I've said that to you before.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a mommy question. Hey, meatballs. It's Becca from Central Florida. Love the podcast. So great to listen to while I'm at work. I have 2 boys, 4 and 2. Woof, girl.
Same.
No, yeah. And they are constantly fighting and getting on each other's nerves. What are some of your tips and tricks to keep them from fighting all the time? Have a great Christmas. You too, Becca.
Listen,
Well, you have 2 boys. So, Dina, I think you can relate to this more. But I've had this with Lorenzo and Giovanna, because they are 2 years apart. And let me tell you, girl, it gets worse.
Yeah.
They're 9 and 11. They're 9 and 11. It doesn't fucking end. It gets worse. And this is why I drink Messy Mom all the time.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Becca.
Let me tell you.
I feel your pain. CJ and Cameron fight all the time. They play fight, then it turns into real fighting.
Oh, yeah.
I have no tips. I have no tips because they literally fight all day. And I'm like, can we please get along? But then at the same time, they absolutely love each other. You know, so one minute they'll be kissing and hugging each other. The next minute they're throwing each other on the floor. I have no tips. I just kind of let them roll it out sometimes. I'm like, all right, one of you is going to get hurt. If no one's going to listen to me, I don't know what to tell you. So,
literally.
I wish I had more tips for you, but I'm feeling your pain, girl.
Oh, same. We're all in this together. It's not great, but having Giovanna and Lorenzo fighting all the time, and then I have my 4-year-old, Angelo, just like jumping in there and making it worse. I try, and I don't know if this is a good tip, but I mean, I try and do something that makes them all excited and not like thinking about killing each other. So I'm like, oh, let's go outside and like, you know, run around and play football or do something fun or like, hey, let's go. If you guys are good and sit down and get your homework done, let's all go for ice cream. It's all about bribing.
Yeah.
When I parent, it's literally all about bribing. And my mom's like, oh, you bribe him so much. I'm like, yeah, because that's the only way to fucking do it.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, if I like threaten sometimes. I'm like,
oh, I threaten too. Same.
I'm like, I'm going to count to five. If you don't get off your brother now, you're both going in your room. And then I'm like,
oh my God, we sound like our mother.
Two, three. And then they both get off by three usually. Sometimes Cameron likes to like push it to the five. So that's, I guess, a tip. I count to five. But honestly, because they're both boys and because they like all the same things and like, Cameron wants to be like CJ, and then he bothers CJ. CJ likes to bother Cameron. They, like, want the same exact thing. So half the time, I'm like, if I get something for CJ, I'm like, you know what? I have to just get one for Cameron because, you know, it would be World War III in here. Yeah, it's just – if Cameron won't be playing with something all day. CJ's in school. CJ comes home, grabs something, and he's like, I want to play with that. I'm like, are you kidding me? So yes, I feel your pain, and I think it's normal in all households.
Oh, it's very normal. So don't think like you're like not doing something right because it's not you. It's just the part of being motherhood.
Have that wine, Becca.
You literally, and don't feel ashamed to crack it open at four, maybe even three.
There you go. I feel like on that note, I have to go and get this playroom organized.
Oh, you got to go, Mom. Yeah. I have to go take care of Rocky because he's literally dying in the living room. So we did it, Meatball. We love you guys.
Let's go get sauced.